Move on to item number 7, Underground Tank Program and MTVE Priority Sites. Mr. Briggs.
See, I don't believe we had a presentation. Where is...
The written report.
There you are. Thank you, Burton Chadwick of our Underground Tank Unit. I did want to point out something at the bottom of the first page. I may have mentioned this at the last meeting, I don't recall, but just worth mentioning again that we reached a milestone a couple months ago where we are now, we now have as many closed cases, those cases that have been cleaned up and resolved, as many of those cases as we have cases remaining open. So it's kind of like getting over the hump, you might say. So it's a good milestone for our underground tank squad, and we have several of our staff members here from the underground tank unit in case you have questions today.
Mr. Briggs, on that point, I also saw that that milestone, and I thought that was an important milestone. Would you say that the MTBE new case rate has decreased? And hopefully, having banned MTBE, we're going to see, and cleaned up MTBE cases, we're hopefully not going to see quite the same rate, never mind the other problems with underground storage tanks, but at least on MTBE cases.
Now, Burton, how would you characterize the rate of new cases?
Thank you. Burton Chadwick, underground storage tank on staff with the Water Board. We're seeing less new cases. I'd like to not differentiate new cases that have MTBE with new cases in general, because as you point out, there are other chemicals. We're seeing, on average, us closing roughly 20 cases a year, on average, 5 cases new each year for the last couple of years. In different economic times, we can see maybe 2 new cases for every 1 new case that we close. So it really cycles through. Right now, we're seeing a low number of incoming new cases.
Thank you. I was wondering if it was easy to do, if perhaps in the next meeting or maybe annually, it'd be nice to have a little graph of for the last 5-10 years, if it's easy to pull that up out of your database. I know we have the that enforcement list, but it's visually easier if you see a graph showing trend lines for closed cases and new cases. I think that would be a pretty powerful statistic.
A great picture to show, and I think Michael Thomas did it at the June offsite, and we'll be happy to pull that back
I'm sorry,
out.
I wasn't there.
I think that was one of the graphs, and it is telling to see it in a graphical depiction.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and board members, point out on the page 2 of this report, we're talking about the Cambria site, which the board will require was a very high-profile site many years ago when that was in its infancy. And the cleanup goes on. But you might recall that I was very much against the idea of having to truck water out from that treatment facility. Initially, they were going to Van Nuys, I think, and then subsequently they've been going to Santa Maria. So these diesel trucks are hauling cleaned-up groundwater to Santa Maria, and you might recall that the board had before it years ago the permit to discharge to the creek, the cleaned-up water, and that didn't fly. And I had mentioned at the time the waste of fuel, the diesel emissions, and the risk on the highway, and sure enough, here on the middle of page 3, you'll see that there was an accident. I don't think anyone was hurt in that, fortunately, but it does show that there's a risk, and certainly it's a waste of resources. We did contact the parties, Chevron and the district, a while ago. I brought it up again to see if there was any room for reconsidering this bad situation, and neither party was interested.
I'd like to confirm that there was no injury in the accident. It was a late-night drive. The pickup has to be at night because of the traffic at the facility, and they are transporting to the Santa Maria landfill for disposal. When that accident occurred, the executive officer gave me some direction to revisit trucking highly treated groundwater for disposal at the landfill. It's my understanding that the parties, that would be Chevron and the Cambria Community Service District, and a settlement that Chevron had with them stipulated there will be no disposal within the basin. And so, in spite of an attempt to try and wiggle through that, we're kind of still stuck at trucking materials off-site.
Yeah, so I think it's unfortunate, but looks like we're stuck with it for the duration. Unless that settlement were changed, I suppose, which is unlikely. Okay, and then moving on to page 4, the California Water Service Company supply wells in Salinas. I just wanted to point out that as far as the new material, you know, the italic material, and in the towards the bottom of page 4, in the new material there, it mentions that we are awaiting approval of the contract for this additional work with the initially Sacramento folks. We did receive that approval on June 21st, and the Monterey County Water Resources Agency approved it on June 25th. And is now working on the request for proposals for going ahead with that work. So that's the update on this update.
Is this the site that Mr. Jeffries kind of brought to our attention a couple of years ago and still haven't identified the source?
Well, I think John's been working on this forever, and I tried to identify many, many sites around that area that might be a culprit, but haven't come up with any... My only question with the are we still doing monitoring at those locations, and has it increased or decreased, or
John Coney?
I don't think your mic's on, John.
It's on. You just have to really speak into the microphone, I think.
How's that?
That's good.
Better.
Different system here. All of the RPs that have had leaks are still monitoring. None of the cases are any less significant just because we haven't found the source affecting those wells. There's still cleanup going on several cases around the area. This getting this contract now allows us to proceed with finding the source and going after the person or persons who actually caused the problem with these wells, and getting them to clean up those wells and pay for the costs that the water companies had to accrue.
I'm sorry it's taken so long to get us this far. Those two wells are very critical to the city of Salinas.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
I think that was it for any additional comments I had.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on this agenda item? Mr.
Gary.
Shalpross.
Yeah. On the listing under Santa Barbara County on page 4.
Of the table?
Of the table, yeah. Orcutt Chevron. It's an A, ranked A site, but it looked... According to the listing, and this could be incorrect, the sampling date of 2 years ago was the last sampling date. And it says 3B is a preliminary site assessment underway. 2 years is pretty long.
Yeah, this is a case that's regulated by the Santa Clara County.
I know.
You know, and we have a footnote on the end of that line for the Chevron Orchid. And it's footnote number 1.
Right.
And the concentration that's being reported is from a temporary boring, and they have yet to install permanent monitoring wells to conduct ongoing work.
Okay. I guess my question is, maybe you could find out if that 2005 sampling date is correct.
That's the most current information that we have.
Okay. Doesn't concern you?
I would like to see wells installed and them getting going forward with their investigation.
Well, maybe someone could call down there and just tell them that we're interested in why this is...
Why it's taking so long.
What's going on.
Wells on.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other board comments, questions on this agenda item? All right, let's move on.